After we finish a light lunch, one warm afternoon, we sit on the porch to chat while sipping on wine, kissing and flirting. There is lattice enclosing the porch, and trees and shrubs encircling the yard, providing cool shade from this direct sun. We snuggle a little on the porch swing, and you sit in my lap, grinding your butt into me and kissing me while I rub your shoulders and back. We are both wearing loose, light shorts, t-shirts, and thong sandals because of the midday heat. It's pretty nice outside with the occasional breeze, as opposed to inside with no air circulating. You squirm more in my lap, feeling my growing excitement, and I grind into you, teasing you back. You shift, changing positions while we grope each other. We lightly caress each other and escalate the teasing with more lively kissing. I fondle your boobs and caress your legs lightly, feeling the smoothness of your skin and smelling the aroma of the shampoo in your hair. Between kisses and nibbles, you whisper, "I'm not wearing any panties," with a devious and inciting grin on your face and seductive tone in your moaning voice, with a hushed tone and dripping with barely controlled excitement. "Excuse you, little Miss Temptress," I whisper gleefully in your ear while nibbling on your earlobe, which sends shudders through your body that I can feel. I kiss your neck before finishing my wine and setting the glass on the table near the swing. I rub your breasts over your shirt and kiss you in the crook of your elbow. After that, I kiss your neck again, causing you to shudder. I paw at your crotch over your clothes and caress your sides. My cock twitches when you moan and you feel it. Then you finish your wine. After that, you set your empty glass next to mine before squirming, shifting and straddling me. You then kiss me with one arm around my neck and use the other to tease the waistband of my shorts. Your crotch is grinding into me, and I can feel the heat being emitted from your body and feel your arousal soaking my crotch. You slide towards my knees slightly, then reach your hand into my shorts and tease my cock through the underwear that I am wearing. You kiss your way back up my body. When you reach my face, you caress my head. You hold my face in both hands before kissing me deeply, and I groan into your mouth. While you tease me, I have one arm moving up and down your back, using my hand to tease you. While kissing your neck, my other hand is in between our bodies, caressing your boobs. Then I tease you more by moving my hand down your tummy to the top of your shorts. I let my hand glide across the thin fabric and to the hem at the bottom of the leg. I slowly slide my hand up your leg under your shorts and find you, as promised, without panties. I let the tip of my finger lightly tease you, then move it away. You groan with frustration, and I lean back a little in the swing, giving you space to shift enough to allow us better access to each other's crotch. At that moment, a car drives down the road in front of the house, and we freeze as we are. They didn't notice, and we proceed with more urgency. You pull my cock out, stroking me while I unfasten your shorts, and you stand up. I pull your shorts down, and you step out of them. I kiss your thighs and kitty. I lick and tease your lips from under you. I kiss and lick my way up your body as you guide my head with your hands. While straddling me, you guide my head to your slick opening and slide onto me easily. We sigh with relief as you start to slowly ride me while I thrust a little. The breeze causes the wind chimes to ring out every so often and provide a bit of cover sound for our afternoon shenanigans. The scent of the flowers in the yard mix with the scent and flavor of the wine as we are lost in each other's gazes. My grip around you tightens as my nerves begin to get the best of me. You hold me close as you whisper in my ear. I want you to enjoy yourself. You work too hard. You need this as much as I do, you say. Holding you closer, I reply, I really hope you know what you're doing. You don't think I know what I'm doing? You ask, accusingly, in a teasing way. No, not that. I mean, I start to say before you cut me off with a kiss. Just go with it. Enjoy yourself. You encourage, with caresses and a smile, while gradually increasing the pace. Not so much that it makes any more noise, rather just enough that you feel even better and we get closer to coming. The slow build has been sweet torture for me, and you have been enjoying the tease. I like to feel the bare skin of your legs as we are tangled together in a passionate embrace during a tryst such as this. The way you feel in my arms right now is divine, and I want to savor it for as long as possible. Relaxing a little more, I begin to caress your back and shoulders. The caressing is sensual and seductive instead of the vice grip I once had you in. The kissing and nibbling on your ears, neck, and shoulders becomes more controlled and passionate. You tremble with superb shudders, and I shiver with tremendous quakes and jolts of enthusiasm. The grappling we do with each other in the throes of passion has us coming unhinged. I kiss your ear, then nibble your nipple, as the orgasm builds to an ever-increasing crescendo that overflows for each of us. Your orgasm begins as your walls clench around my shaft and you moan softly into deep kissing we share during such a passionate moment. Your arms squeeze me and leg muscles tense as you hold yourself up. I hold off another moment until my passion erupts forth and I fill you with my seed as I nearly scream it aloud for the neighbors to hear. You cover my mouth with another deep kiss before I can make any loud sounds, muffling my expression of the ecstasy you have taken me to while we climax. As we come down from the orgasmic high, we lie on the porch swing together, still holding each other. We lay on our sides in each other's embrace, still tangled up together in the bliss of the passion we share. As I slip out of you and we cuddle, the birds chirp. Another vehicle drives past, none the wiser, and we each put a foot on the porch to rock the swing gently. The scent of sex mingles with your perfume, our sweat, and the remnants of wine wafting up from the empty glasses on the nearby table. You are a caring, tender, and loving girlfriend. Thank you for getting me out of my shell a little bit more by encouraging me to do something outside of my comfort zone. I whisper, grateful for the passion we share and the tender moments that accompany them. Smiling, you reply, thank you for trusting me enough to be adventurous with me and doing something I knew you'd enjoy once you got into it. Pardon the pun. You say with a chuckle, as we sway on the porch swing and snuggle, we caress and kiss each other lightly while in this post-coital cuddle. I appreciate proper pun placement. I respond before kissing you, then adding, and a little alliteration.